Lawrence, obviously that was a very difficult night for all concerned, but first and foremost, how is Daniel Hume?
He already had stitches in his arm from an accident he had at work last week. The stitches were broken open, so he's gone for restitching. He was complaining of a bit of pain in his shoulder and his wrist, so we'll just see what they say at the hospital. But how the heck did the referee exclude him? I'm sorry. You know, he'd passed Chris Widman, and Chris just seemed to lose it and went straight into him. You know, it was a horrible thud.
Yeah, it really was. But I mean, it was a relief for everybody to at least see, well, both riders walk away.
Very much so, yeah. I know Chris has complained of pain in his neck as well afterwards, so hopefully Chris will be all okay as well. But that really knocked us for six then. We're already running without Lane at reserve there. And, you know, all credit to Tom Spencer, first time on the National League, seven rise, 4 points, well done to the kid.
Yeah, it's important to get those. I mean, you took every opportunity to get the laps into the boy, which, you know, which is worthwhile in itself.
Very much so, and you know, and he'll benefit from that, and he'll remember his debut for the National League for the Brumbies, I'm sure. But you know, well done to Shanesy again and Max. But I hope Tom Bacon's wasn't too expensive in Heat 15. I hope that was not another engine.
Well, I was worried about that, and seeing his reaction was a worry, because both he and James were in tremendous form.
Oh yeah, we would have 5-1 that one, yeah. I think, in that race there with great ease. But that would have brought the scorelines even closer. But, you know, respectable scoreline against the, you know, the cherry-picked Cradley side.
Now, you've got a few days to sort things out and patch one or two, well, people and machinery up before you go to Buxton, because you've got to close that fixture out first.
We've got to do that on Sunday, yes. And, you know, we've got a few riders missing for various reasons on Sunday, so... I've got a little bit of work to do on the phone tomorrow and sort things out, but we'll go to Buxton Sunday aiming for 4 points.
Who'd be a team manager?
Me, by the look of it.